Okay, once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So allow us to begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And now I'm just waiting. I'm sitting here waiting to see how long it'll take for Pippa to show up, because she was just right upstairs sitting there watching me. Did she see me carrying the equipment around? Oh, who's this? Here she comes, but she's not coming over here. She's running into the bathroom. Yeah, as soon as she hears me talking out loud, I think she knows. Oh, it's time for committee business. Let's do kitty committee. Simultaneous committees. So anyway, Pippa is in the bathroom. What are you doing, Pip? I thought you wanted to do kitty stuff. Apparently not. Oh my god. And so here we are. Pippa will probably come over here in a minute. And the good news is, I just made a giant fresh cup of tea. Oh, it's still too hot to drink. That doesn't prevent me from drinking it though. Hot, 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 hot. Okay, so anywho. Ugh. I'm having a day. I got up kind of early today because, well, I don't know why. What's the cat doing? We're going to go in here a second. Oh, is this kitty having a snack? Is it yummy? Yeah, kitties are eating their food. Oh, yeah. So I'm up a little bit early. And I'm doing early stuff because I got nothing better to do. Well, I sort of have better stuff to do. I gotta go to the doctor today. So that'll be fun. Gotta do that here in a little bit. Oh, but I got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Even though I'm sort of worked up about it. Yeah, I gotta... On these days, I end up waking up early because I have anxiety about going to the doctor. Now, here's the weird part about that. The anxiety that I have about it doesn't actually have anything to do with being at the doctor. I'm not, you know, afraid of the doctor or anything like that. What I'm afraid of, or what I'm anxious about, is missing the appointment. I realize that sounds weird, but that's what I get worked up about. I'm always afraid I'm gonna be late or miss the appointment, and so my brain goes into weird overdrive mode. Oh, can't be late, can't be late. And therefore, I wake up much earlier than I should. You know, last night, lately my schedule has been weird enough that I thought, oh, I don't want to sleep through my doctor's appointment, so I even went so far as to set my alarm clock last night. And I rarely ever use an alarm clock. I mean, a couple of times a year tops. But for some reason, I was worried enough last night that I wouldn't get up early enough that I set my alarm clock. I think that cemented the anxiety in my brain and forced me to wake up at some ungodly hour. I woke up a few times. I woke up at about 7:30, and then again at 9. Heel. And so I stayed up after that. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, getting up at 9 a.m. is early for you? I get up at 6. Well, yeah, I go to bed at 6, so, yeah. Getting up at 9 is pretty damn early. I mean, think of it this way. When do you go to bed? At midnight? Yeah, now get up at 3. That's getting up early. So, I'm probably going to be messed up today, but I'm thinking maybe I'll be okay, because once I get back from the doctor, I can take a nap. And so I can sleep for about an hour and a half, 2 hours this afternoon. Oh, and that'll be nice. So I'm kind of tired. and I'm kind of just heel today. And the cat still isn't over here doing banky business. She's now looking out the window. She's got the blinds pulled apart. That's what's going on out there. It's kind of a nice day. It's nice and sunny. I don't know what the weather's like. Actually, I do. It's not too cold. We probably could have gone outside today. But, I don't know. I just remembered. Yeah, I don't have any gas. Oh, that's going to be a problem. How far is the doctor? How much gas do I have? I probably have about 20 miles of gas in my car. Does that mean I need to go to the gas station first? Actually, I think I could make it there and back. And that would be plenty of gasoline. But I wonder if I should stop at the gas station anyway. What else do I have to do? I have food. I don't need to go to any stores. I don't need to go anywhere. Today. Do I have to go anywhere tomorrow? Do I have to go anywhere this weekend? I don't know. Maybe. It's unusual for me to plan this far ahead. Yeah, I need to buy some gasoline. Did I budget for this? What day is this? Yeah, I gotta buy some gas. Buying gasoline is one of those weird things for me. I hate spending more than about $2 at any given time. Except when it comes to, like, food and gasoline, where my mind is already, oh, I know I'm going to have to spend this much. I'm going to have to spend between $20 and $30 for food. I'm going to have to spend $20 to $30 for gasoline or more, depending on the season, etc. Gasoline is weird. It's one of those things you buy, but you never get to touch it. You never get to handle it. Are you ever really in possession of it? The gasoline goes straight from the tank underground at the gas station into the tank of my car. I don't even get to see the product that I'm buying. It's kind of odd, but there's a lot of things like that. A lot of fuel-based things like that. Anything that's fuel, anything that's consumable. And then you've got your utilities. The funny thing is, I buy water, but I can touch water. I can see water. I can sit in a bathtub full of water. I can drink my tea, which is all water. Then you got things like natural gas, which again, you can't really see. You buy it, but at least you can see the flame when you're burning it on the stove. And then you have electricity. You can't see it. You gotta buy it, but you can see all the stuff it does, and it enables you to see many more things. The electricity makes me able to see my television, makes me able to see my computer screens, and, you know, these things. Gasoline, however, you buy it, and what do you get to see? Well, you get to see what it does. It moves you around. You know, basically you're buying energy. Energy is energy. Gasoline. Gotta buy some. Don't want to buy some, but I am going to have to buy some. Oh, I could spend that money on other fun things. That's a lot of money. It's going to cost me $30 to fill up my gas tank. Maybe a little bit more. I haven't seen the gas prices lately. So, don't know what to tell you there, kids. But last night I had some fun. I found another anime for me to watch. I actually watched a couple things, but one or two things really didn't do it for me. didn't really find it interesting enough. It didn't hook me. Subject matter wasn't that interesting. But then I found something kind of cool and kind of weird. What was that called? It's called Achikochi. And I don't know how to describe this anime. What genre is it? What format is it? Basically, it's a high school romance gag anime. And it actually took me a while to... Let me rephrase that. It's a chibi romance high school gag anime. And it took me a while to figure that out. Because, you know, the characters are chibi, but they're not SD. And it took me a couple of episodes before I learned that they are in high school. Because you can't tell, you know, they might as well be little kids. And it took me a while to figure out, is this one girl a cat? Or what's the deal? But I don't know, something about it, something about the weird quirkiness in the format of it got me hooked pretty early. And so I watched a whole bunch of episodes. And I just absolutely love it. I think it's funnier than hell. And it's funny. It's got the good comedy, romance kind of stuff. But it's not farcical. It's not like your typical romance farces. But it's great. I love the characters. Especially the girl. It's mostly girls. But there's the one girl who's sort of the main character. She's the tsundere. Hi! And I think she's hilarious. And I guess he just decided to walk over here. If you guess somebody fluffy, you're right. What you doing, baby? You want to do some kitty stuff on the blankie? Oh, butt, kitty butt in my face. Move your butt. What are you doing up here on the futon? You want to do kitty stuff? I don't think the cat's paying any attention. So, yeah. I've been watching this anime, and I just think it's hilarious. So I'm going to watch some more of that today. What are you doing, Pippa? Do you want to do some kitty stuff or not? Do you want to do banky business? You want to get on the banky? What are you doing? Did you get that thing I sent you? You want to get on the banky? Okay, come on. I don't think... Maybe if I put the banky down on the... Oh, yeah, okay. Now she's showing interest. Once she sees the blanket moving around, okay. Oh, yeah, now she jumps in. Okay, hi. Hi. Who's a good kitty? And now we have to pet the cat. 13 minutes into the show. You're late today, Pippa. You're late. And you're a good baby, though, yes. Oh, it's such a good kitty. Etc. So that's what I'm doing today. Watching some anime. And going to the doctor. And I will eat a sandwich for lunch. And what else am I going to do today, Pippa? Maybe buy some gasoline. I might have to buy some gasoline on the way to the doctor. Won't that be fun? That will be fun. Are the trash guys here? I hear a big truck in front of my house. Are you going to go look at the trash guys, or do you want to stay and do kitty stuff on the banky? Okay, we're going to stay and do kitty stuff on the banky. Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun to be a kitty. Yes, it is. Oh. So last night, while I was, you know, just strolling around in YouTube land, I watched some more little kids racing motorcycles, and then that got me... that led me to watching... little kids racing go-karts. And wow, I saw some really incredible kart racing. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was more interesting than watching F1. And that was pretty fun, huh, Pippo? We watched about 3 races. We must have watched 45 minutes of that stuff. It was so fun. Pippo was watching it with me. And that was a good time, huh, baby? Yeah. It's a good kitty. Alright, so what else is going on this lovely Thursday morning? Oh, I can't believe it's actually morning. I've been getting up late lately. Isn't that right, Spanky baby? You're so stinky. Oh, what are you doing? What's the kitty doing? Yeah, you think you can hide your face in there? The cat's got her face pressed up against my ankles. I think she's trying to burrow underneath my leg. What are you doing? Who knows? Crazy cat business. That's what's going on here. And it's so fun for kitties. Oh, are you getting up? Okay, there goes the kitty. The kitty decided to get up and go back over into the bathroom and probably get something to drink. Oh, and that means I have to move. Oh, yeah. Nice knees, Tobe. Oh, thanks. You like them? They're conveniently placed. Oh, halfway down my legs. Oh, there we go. All right. So I'm vaguely functional again. So I will drink tea. Oh, so good. All right. The other day, was that yesterday? Was that the day before? I can't remember. I have a song stuck in my head because I heard it when I went to the grocery store. Yes, my car radio is still tuned to the classic rock station. Heel. I know, it's terrible, right? And as I was getting into the car to go to the grocery store, I thought, yeah, okay, I'll listen to some classic rock. Let's see how long it takes before I hear a Steve Miller song. So I jump in the car, and of course, they're at commercial break. And this is one of those channels that is one of those listen-at-work channels, and so it's just mostly commercials. Jump in the car and I'm listening to the commercials. I'm not listening to them so much as hearing them as I drive. And they don't play any music until I'm pulling into the parking lot of the grocery store. And what are they playing? Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. They're playing Billy Squire, Everybody Wants You. So I pull into my parking spot and I had to sit there and listen to the song for a minute. Because I realized, oh, yeah, I know this format of songs. It's basically the T-Rex format where, you know, play the tonic for a while, then go up to the fifth and start singing when you hit the fifth. And so it sounds more interesting. And I laughed. I laughed because I was like, wow, it's the T-Rex formula. So it occurs to me, I wonder if I can play that song. I don't know the words, though. What are the lyrics to that song? Let me think. You see him coming at you every night? Strung on pretension? God damn it. My brain really isn't that functional this early in the morning. I am... not coming up with the words, but it doesn't matter. I need to stand up to walk over here and grab the Git box. Grabbing the Git box, here we go. And my sinuses are making me crazy today, too. I thought we weren't having this problem today, but I guess we are. See him coming at you every night. Strung on pretension, use something them at first sight. Everybody Wants Tobe.
It's too early. I can't do this. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, we're not doing this today.
Yeah, maybe we can work that up later. I don't have it right now, that's for damn sure. Oh, man. Good tea.
Delicious.
So anyway, my shoulder is still messed up. I keep twonking it, and it keeps donking, and it's painful and weird, and I don't like it. I need everything to work properly, including my shoulder, which is, yeah, it's not horrible right now, but I'm afraid to put my coat on later. I'm gonna have to put a light jacket on to go outside. And every time I do that, whenever I have to lift my arm above my shoulder, or even sort of, putting on coats, dealing with my hair, and these similar actions mess up my left shoulder. It's weird. It's bothering me. It's starting to irritate me a lot. I don't know. What are you going to do? Nothing. Not a damn thing. I'll mention it to my doctor again today. But I know what's going to happen. She's going to say, oh, well, you should go over then and see this doctor. And I don't want to go to 8 million doctors. I don't want to walk around in hospitals all day. Do-do-do-do-do. So, I don't know. Seems like my shoulder's getting better. And, you know, I'm hoping that if I just, you know, continue to ignore the pain, maybe it will go away. I can ignore it into submission. Isn't that right, Pippa? Pippa's sitting a meter and a half away from me on the floor. She's looking out into the hallway, doing fun kitty stuff. Ugh. So what else do I got going on? Oh, man. Once again, I'm kind of out of it today. The last couple of days have been really weird for me. And I'm a little weird right now, but, you know, not like maximum weird. Just like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why do I not have any... And the weird thing is I'm thinking weird, and I'm talking weird, and I'm typing weird. I'm making lots of weird typos lately. My brain is going too fast for my hands, apparently. But that's nothing new. No. I'm just not synced up yet. I'm out of sync. Good tea. So delicious. Hey, what the hell is this? On TV, there's a commercial. Okay, now it's over. It was for some federal thing. Was it Medicare or something? And they showed people playing bocce. Old people. Very old people. Playing bocce. And now there's an ad for Omaha Steaks. 4 tender 5-ounce top sirloins. 4 boneless 4-ounce... pork chops, chicken breasts, steak burgers, blah, blah, blah. Call this number. Are they going to say, need extra money for the holidays? Come work for us. Omaha Steaks is a large employer here in Omaha. And during the holidays, which is starting pretty much now, they need to hire extra people to man the phones because they're selling steaks like, well, I was going to say hotcakes, but, you know, more like steaks, but that's neither here nor there. Oh, no, they didn't try to get me hired. Oh, I'm surprised. Anyway, back to bocce. I'm a big fan of bocce. I am not a big fan of people who call the game bocce ball. I want to beat the hell out of those people because bocce means ball. So what you are saying is ball. The other thing you need to know is just because there's a game with a ball involved doesn't mean that the name of the game is blank ball. Yes, it's true for baseball, basketball, and football, but that's about it. We don't say hockey ball. Oh, we do have volleyball. That's true. It is not bocce ball. It is bocce. Or if you speak French, you might know the game is boule. And that's how I was originally introduced to the game. I originally knew it as boule. But if I say boule, people don't know what I'm talking about. So I have to say bocce. And then they inevitably say something stupid like, oh, bocce ball? No. That is not the name of the game. And here's my bocce set right here. I can almost reach it. I can almost reach it from here. Again, since I have no friends, I don't have anybody to play bocce with. And I was thinking about a couple years ago, I saw that in the Special Olympics, they have, well, I don't know what they call it. I forget what they call it. Mixed something. They call it variable, I don't know. Basically, bocce is a Special Olympic sport, and it's one of those where you only need to have one mentally challenged person on your team. It's mixed ability. And I thought, oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should see if I can find somebody, but yeah, I'm unable to find anybody. I was unable to find anybody who plays bocce in the Special Olympics. And it's not like you can go to the Special Olympics and say, yeah, I'm looking for a bocce partner. It's a bad system all around. There's also no Best Buddies office in Omaha, Nebraska. Yes, Best Buddies, another Shriver project. One of the Shriver children started this thing called Best Buddies, and it's mentoring for mentally challenged people. But we don't have it here. Otherwise, I would volunteer for that to give me something to do. But of course, Nebraska, the weirdest state, we don't have Best Buddies. Well, why don't you start one? Well, because I don't want to administrate anything. I'm not the bureaucrat. I'm the guy who actually gets shit done. I could never be in government or bureaucracy just because, I don't know. I believe that if you're going to do something, just do it. And that's why I need to tell you that you've been listening to the dubious, goddamn, just get the shit done committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. Oh, I got to go. I got to go off to the doctor and maybe buy some gasoline. So I got to go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What about the computer? Yeah, what about the computer?